A new survey indicates amateur sport is under immense pressure, and the likes of local bowls, rugby, tennis and swimming clubs need to reinvent themselves and operate more efficiently. The Amateur Sports Association's annual survey has found governance and finance are lacking, and that younger generations aren't getting as involved in running community sports clubs as the older generation. I'm joined in the studio by Amateur Sport Association Chairman Gordon Noble Campbell. Kia ora, welcome.
Atamari, Aileen. Thank you for having me.
Well, what is the benefit to the community of community sport?
Just listening to the interviews so far this morning, there are immense benefits that arise from operating efficient clubs in the community. Not only in terms of getting people involved in physical activity, but in terms of the social interaction and all of the elements that go along with that to create a positive environment for people to interact, get to know other people in their community, and generally contribute positively to the area where they live.
So, given that importance, and they've had a big place in New Zealand life, you know, why are community sports clubs under so much pressure?
It's a really tough question, and the survey gives us a little bit of insight into that. Really, it comes down to one or two factors, and one of those which always comes to the fore is the aspect of funding and money. For a lot of club providers, their income is under pressure. So, for example, the memberships may not be able to pay what we've determined is on average around $250 a year to play a sport in a community club. That barrier to entry for many people means that there are less members. Companies are finding it more difficult to be generous in terms of sponsorship. In fact, many sponsorships are more considered donations these days. And then in terms of grant funding as well, that's become a little more difficult for clubs in the community to access.
Why is that? Is there more competition for available funds?
Absolutely. And also just in terms of the source of those funds as well, thinking of where they come from the pokies and other similar types of sources.
So who are the people involved in running sports clubs at the moment?
Predominantly volunteers, and what we've found in terms of the survey is that all clubs in the community rely heavily on volunteers. The average club size is around 190 members, and around 30 of those will be people who are actively giving their time to all sorts of activity, whether it be governance, whether it be coaching, whether it be operating and managing a facility for the club.
See, some of these clubs will be asset rich if they've got grounds. But that's not going to help them in day-to-day running, is it?
Absolutely. In fact, we benchmarked the survey against a similar survey undertaken by Sport England about a year ago. And in New Zealand, by way of comparison, many more sporting clubs own their own facilities, consider it to be the central part of their home. One of the changes that we have seen emerging in New Zealand over recent times is the idea of actually aggregating different sports together in a common community facility. That has some attraction and opportunity, but it doesn't always work for a community club which relies very much on its strong local identity, the place where people have lived for a long period of time, and all of the history and the mana associated with their grounds and their facilities. It becomes a challenge for many to be able to make that type of change.
Okay, so you're talking about reinventing themselves. That's going to be really challenging. But how can they approach this if they really want to survive?
Yeah, no silver bullet solution, unfortunately, but I think it's a combination of top-down and bottom-up. So from a bottom-up perspective, really important for clubs in the community to be clear on their value proposition. Now, you'd say, well, that's easy. It's just about sport. But the reality is, as we've just been discussing, people join and become members for lots of different reasons. If you can actually create the environment where they are comfortable to be a member of the club without necessarily being an active participant in the sport, that's going to be a plus. I think the second area from the top down is to think about how funding tends to trickle down to community clubs. Now, government, of course, is very strong in terms of supporting sport in the community, but I think there's a real opportunity here for a refocus or a refresh and looking at the social equity that is created by having well-performing clubs that have got a healthy, positive environment. And I'm not sure exactly what the answer is in there, but it seems to me that there is a little exciting element that maybe can help across many of the other issues that we're facing in society at the present time.
I know, for example, some bowling clubs have taken lots of initiatives. They're getting school kids in. They've got evening roll-ups for businesses particularly. Is that smart thinking, but is it going to be enough? Or really what you're arguing is it's got to go deeper?
It needs to go deeper, but accessibility to sport is obviously going to be critical. It's interesting to see a well-known telecommunications company suggesting to children that get off your device and get outside and play. Well, I mean, that's part of the challenge and the value proposition for sport clubs in the community. That is, get people out of the home together as a community and providing a positive environment for them to participate in the sport that they choose and love.
You've got to get those young people engaged, though, haven't you, somehow? Oh,
absolutely. And the survey showed us that in terms of the governance of sports clubs generally, less than 10% of people who are in board or organisational roles are under the age of 30. Now, that's a scary thought, because if there isn't the next generation of volunteers and those interested in supporting the club and the community, there's only going to be one inevitable outcome.
Are there fewer clubs? Were you counting the numbers?
Yes, there are. So, well, in terms of the membership, we had a good look at that, and around a quarter are reporting shrinking membership overall, which is different again to the UK, where there tends to be a stronger club community. And then two-thirds are either losing money or only just breaking even. And I think that's probably the fundamental concern for many, which is, to go back to your earlier point, if I own facilities, if I need to paint the roof, if I need to maintain and upkeep the grounds in some way, shape or form, how do I pay for that? And therein lies an existential question.
Are there any sports that are particularly struggling, or are they all in the same boat?
No, there are sports that are struggling in particular, and I think they are those that have a particularly strong sport focus in terms of participation, and also are heavily invested in terms of their facilities. So you've mentioned bowling already, that'd be one.
Well, they're often in really, attractive parts of suburbs,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great facilities.
Yeah.
And many bowling clubs have diversified the way they look, the way that they're interacting with the community, making their facilities available for other purposes, which is great. The other, of course, is golf, which, of course, in real estate terms is huge, but also requires an active and financial membership to maintain and develop for the future.
What about rugby? How's rugby doing?
Rugby? Well, rugby is going okay in the sense that it's not shooting the lights out in terms of growing membership or reporting financial health.
Because I'd heard that grassroots is not as healthy as it has been in the past.
Well, one of the challenges, of course, with rugby is not only about the clubs themselves, but it's, a little bit about the view of the game in the community. And it's no secret that many younger people are perhaps shying away from some of the physical elements of the game. But to New Zealand Rugby's credit, they have just recently started to implement or reinvent new methods or modes of the game with less contact involved, and that might encourage the next generation of youngsters to become more actively involved in their club and the community.
Thank you so much for coming in. Good to talk to you. That's Amateur Sport Association Chairman Gordon Noble Campbell.